What happened?
Well, I got disqualified from the Iditarod because I have a iPod Touch that I bring along for my music and movies. That I was just stupid. I mean, I didn't use it, and I had zero intent in using it for Wi-Fi connection in the checkpoints, but I was just completely clueless. I mean, I gave my dad my cell phone because I knew that you couldn't have cell phones on this race specifically, and I was just ignorant.
But everybody seems to have an iPod on this race. Like, I've asked everybody about it, so...
Right, but I think that iPod Touch is different because it's Wi-Fi enabled. Like, you can hook to a Wi-Fi connection with it, and because of that, it's a two-way deal.
Oh, no, Brent.
Yeah. So, yeah.
How are you feeling?
A little bit in shock, but stupid. would be the answer to that. Stupid. But, you know, it I have to own up to it. It's definitely something that has to be, it is what it is. But the biggest thing is I want, like, my fans and everyone to know that I was not cheating in any way form. I just was stupid and completely ignorant to the fact that the iPod Touch has a Wi-Fi connection. I mean, I even knew that, but we can use them in the Quest, and I just, you know, the rules here are different, and I failed to realize that, I guess.
When Mark was talking to you, did he seem to recognize that that's a simple oversight?
Yeah, they're, I did, or I was just handling it, you know, they know that I'm not, wasn't trying to cheat. I think everyone knows that I wasn't trying to cheat. I just, they just saw me setting my alarm. Someone did in Manly and realized that it was iPod Touch and has Wi-Fi, and I could be using Wi-Fi at checkpoints where there's Wi-Fi. So, and it was brought to his attention, and he confronted me that way and never accused me of anything, but just said, "You have that. You had it in your, you know, bag, and you have to be disqualified for it." And there's nothing I can say. Like, that's the rule. I have to own up to it. But, It's, pretty shocker. Shocker.
Yeah, that is a shocker. I mean, Brent, you were having a great run, and, I mean, do you feel good about making it, like, what you've done to get to Tanana?
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I just, you know, I let my dogs down once again, which is a real bummer. A real bummer. Yeah, that's that, my fans and family and friends, you know, that's the biggest thing for me is, it's gut-wrenching. It's gut-wrenching.
All right.
Yeah.